grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From St. Matthew's Gospel, the 11th chapter, the second verse is found in the Gospel for this day. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" The Gospel read on this third Sunday in Advent, we see John the Baptist and we hear the Lord Jesus himself declare that John is a prophet and more than a prophet, indeed, the greatest born of woman. The plain-spoken preacher of repentance, who never won to mince words, called a spade a spade. To the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, he thundered, "You bunch of snakes, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Nor did he hesitate to confront King Herod, saying plainly, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife." But where had all this gotten him? Where do we find John in the Gospel read on this day? We find him in the loneliness and misery of King Herod's dungeon. With Herod still securely on his throne, and with the scribes and Pharisees still firmly in possession of their power and influence over the people. And so poor John sends his disciples to Jesus with the anxious question, in which the whole meaning and purpose of his life and work is at stake. Are you the one who is to come, the promised Messiah, sent by God, or shall we look for another? As if to say, can it be that I've been deceived? Even worse, have I deceived others? In John the Baptist, as in so many faithful servants of God, we see the frailty of human nature. We see the struggle between faith and doubt. And if even this great witness to the Lord Jesus knew times of agonizing doubt and darkness, you and I need not be too surprised or even too greatly distressed by our own times of darkness and doubt. Remember that the Lord Jesus himself was in every way tempted as we are. In every way tempted as we are. For although he is true God from all eternity, he is also our truly human brother, tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin, crying out in the darkness and gloom of the cross, my God, why? St. Paul writes, "We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight." And so the struggle with doubt and unbelief remains a lifelong struggle with our corrupted human nature, with our old Adam, which is never really content to walk by faith, but wants proof we can touch and see. So what sort of answer does the Lord Jesus give to John's anxious question? Not deliverance from Herod's dismal dungeon, but only this simple word: go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. And then this climax: and the poor have good news preached to them. And the poor have good news preached to them. So who are these poor who have good news preached to them? The answer to that question can be found in the very first words of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." The poor in spirit. And the poor in spirit are those who know that in themselves they are nothing and Jesus is everything. Who know that they can't make a case for themselves before the judgment, but must depend entirely on his mercy. John, languishing in prison, is such a poor one. And so to him the good news is preached, not miraculous deliverance from prison, or even a vision of angels, but only a word: Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, the enfleshed love and mercy of God, for all who despair of themselves and look to him alone, as we sing, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Like John languishing in Herod's prison, you and I have only Jesus' word and promise to go on. As the author of the letter to the Hebrews says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." As we hear our Lord himself say in today's gospel, "And blessed is the one who is not offended by me," words that the Revised English Bible translates in this way: "Blessed are those who do not find me an obstacle to faith." This meek and lowly Messiah, who comes not with irresistible power, but with utterly rejectable love. Yes, among those born of women, says Jesus, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And who is this least in the kingdom of heaven? Surely the Lord Christ himself, who though he was in the form of God, took on himself the form of a slave, humbling himself, making himself nothing, obedient to death, even death on the cross. Or put it more simply, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. They all were looking for a king to crush their foes and raise them high. You came a little baby thing that made a woman cry. John the Baptist heard and believed the simple word of Jesus, the word that is Jesus, and went on to seal his faith with his blood. We too hold to the simple word of Jesus, the word made flesh, Jesus alone, Jesus in the manger, Jesus on the cross, Jesus who is the only true image of the God we cannot see, the shining forth of the Father's glory. In him alone we rest until the day when faith gives way to sight, as we then shall see him face to face. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.